we spoke about Netflix breaking some records. So another record was broken.
Was it Stranger Things?
How do you guess?
No, but I know it's doing so well. You know that song? There's a song by Kate. Is it Kate Bush? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The song's from the 80s, but they actually made it famous again now.
Oh yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, Running Up That Hill.
Yes.
By Kate Bush. Now remember, yeah, that's an 80s song, but now a whole new generation has been introduced to that song because they don't necessarily, you know, the
you're not just going to find
They don't know that song, and it's not playing on your average radio station nowadays. So now it's brand new to them. They kind of think, hey, this is awesome, but it's actually from the 80s, and now that artist Kate Bush is really ka-ching with all the royalties.
Yeah.
The song is revived, and she actually wrote she's not on social media and stuff. She wrote a letter on her website to thank the Stranger Things fans and stuff, but obviously she gave the rights.
Yeah,
to
it was a deal made.
But nice, because I like that the younger people are introduced to that song, because it's a really good song.
Can you imagine the guy sitting in the film crew of Stranger Things who found this song and decided to use this song for this? Because it's quite interesting, you know, Stranger Things is set in the past, so someone had to go and look at a lot of old music, man. And
yeah,
they found this song and it just fits so well. Job well done. You know, job well done. You've done it.
Exactly. You know? We're actually going to play it now, but tell us about that record first.
Okay. So Stranger Things 4, which is season 4 obviously, just became the second Netflix show to hit 1 billion hours watched.
Yo.
1 billion hours. You know who's number one?
Who's number one?
Come on, you got
Not Stranger Things.
Come on, you got
Can't
this.
Be Ozark.
No.
It
made such a big splash. If
now,
I say it, you're going to know it.
Yeah, come now on. I'm going to go all blank and then...
Come on.
When was it released?
Probably in the last year. I'll tell you who it is. Are you ready? Squid Games. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
And there's a second one on the way.
I know.
I think next year.
So Stranger Things 4 has the most recent season of the hit show has become the second Netflix show ever to surpass a billion hours viewed. And since the first installment of the season dropped on the 27th of May, viewers have spent a cumulative 1.15 billion hours watching the season's 9 episodes. And of that 1.1 billion, 301 million hours was just this weekend.
Sure.
Just this past weekend.
People
was
are raving about it, so it must be good. I'm very curious, but remember now, I don't have Netflix anymore. So now I'm like,
Yeah, you left as it started getting good.
Yeah. I shall return, you know.
No, you can keep Disney Plus buffering.
Hey, no, it's fixed, bro.
Not for me.
It's fixed. Hey, but you got to kick yourself when you hear this song now. Can we go to full music break?
Just before we drop there, are you interested to see what the top 10 most popular shows are on Netflix?
Yes, yes.
If Squid Games was number one.
Yeah, what have we got at number 10?
So, looking at the popular top 10 TV shows based on hours viewed in the first 28 days. So, this is based on the show's first 28-day performance since dropping.
Yeah.
This is the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stranger Things 4 coming in with the 1.1 billion. Bridgerton season 2 coming in with 650 million. Bridgerton season 1, 620 million. Stranger Things 3 coming in at 580 million hours watched. Lucifer season 5,
sure.
560 million hours watched. The Witcher season 1, followed by Inventing Anna.
That was good.
Then 13 Reasons Why season 2. And here's your Ozark season 4.
Oh, it made it. Thank
it
goodness.
It made it.
Jeez, I was going to ask you now. Well, come on.
And The Witcher season 2.
Great. Okay,
so that's
well,
the
a
top
good selection.
10.
It makes sense. All those are really good shows.
So I guess if you heard anything in this list that you haven't watched, it's a good place to start if you don't know what to watch.
Yep.
If they did well for a reason, surely.
Exactly.
So let's listen to that song.
And it's so big that it actually went onto the charts again. Playing in between the brand new music that was just released,
so cool.
That's charting. Here's this 80s song in the middle of all the brand new music, and it's charting again.
It's like a Mamma Mia moment.
Yeah, and it's the exact same version. It's not like she re-recorded it or something. But here it is. I'm sure you're going to recognize it immediately. It's Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill. Oh, it's a good song.
Thank you.
What a song! It's Kate Bush running up that hill all the way from the 80s back into 2022 thanks to Stranger Things. Kane, you just said something really interesting off air about the older music meeting.
Oh, yes. Yes, so it's. I thought it was quite interesting because I think the reason that song trends so well is because at the time that we are now, it's always a good idea to revisit the past and create music that was really popular at a different time and add some modernization to it, which is some of the music that we have today. But this particular song is very interesting because it's something that was made a long time ago, but it has elements of the future in it. Those futuristic elements work really well now, in the same way that we used elements from the past to make a modern song sound great. This is a song made in the past based on what we like modern-wise now.